Hachette Audio presents Court of Fives. Written by Kate Elliott. Read by Georgia Dolans. The Oracle speaks. The tale begins with a death. Where will it end? There will be a victory, a birth, a kiss, or another death. There might fall fire upon the city of the dead, upon the tombs of the oracles. A smile might slay an unsuspecting adversary. Poison might kill the flower that bloomed brightest. A living heart might be buried. Death might be a mercy. Chapter 1. We four sisters are sitting in the courtyard at dusk, in what passes for peace in our house. Well-brought-up girls do not fidget, nor fume, nor even betray the least impatience or boredom. But it is so hard to sit still when all I can think about is how I'm going to sneak out of the house tomorrow to do the thing my father would never, ever give me permission to do. I say to my elder sister Mariah, "What are you reading, Mary?" She hunches over an open book. Its pages are bathed in the golden light of an oil lamp set on an iron tripod. The words so absorb her that she does not even hear me. I say to my younger sister, Amaya, "Who are you writing to, Amiable?" She flashes a glare from her heavily coal-lined but nevertheless lovely eyes. "I am writing poetry, which I am sure is a sophisticated and elegant skill you have no acquaintance with, Jess. Now hush, I pray you, for I just thought of the most pleasing way of describing my eyes." She pretends to brush a few letters, but instead she retrieves a folded note from its hiding place beneath the table. I happen to know it contains execrable love poetry smuggled in from a secret admirer. As a poem-worthy eye scans the words, she blushes prettily. I glance at my twin sister, Bettany, thinking to share a joke at Amaya's expense, but Bet sits in the shadows with her back to us. She is weaving string between her fingers, muttering words in a rough undertone. I do not wish to know what she is saying, and I hope she does not intend to share it. Mother sits on the marriage couch, the plushly cushioned double chair that she and father share when he is home from the wars. A gauzy silk gown spills over the huge expanse of her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?